Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi guys, how are you? How are you doing today? I hope you're having such an awesome day and an awesome week. This is Jumi, the founder and creator of Glam Naturally Oil. And I'm just here to talk about my everyday life and how I'm running my business and what I've been doing so far. And I am promising to be more consistent at recording. The last episode I spoke about like Black Lives Matter. And I'm truly open that, we are all in a better place now. And I mean, even though it's a hurt that will probably never go away, but we should just find a way to seek peace from this. So today I'm actually going to be talking about something that I kind of struggled with and since the pandemic started, and it's basically homeschooling. And I don't know about the super moms out there that is literally acing homeschooling. But yeah, I did struggle with homeschooling. But before I go to tell you more about how I was able to handle this and overcome this and still handling it, I'm going to talk about the word for today. So you're probably wondering, what is she going to talk about today, right? So the word for today is basically a word that was dropped in my spirit. And it's taken from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. And I am going to take the first verse. And it said, for everything there is a season, a time for everything under the heavens, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to harvest, a time to kill, and a time to heal. It was just dropped in my spirit to talk about this, and I truly hope that this season, because this has been a very funny season, from saying Happy New Year to going into COVID and to the killing of George Floyd, and that's basically what's going on right now as I'm, doing this podcast. That's our reality. There's a season for everything. Let's just remember that in every season that we find ourselves, there is a reason why. There's always a reason why something is happening. You know, there is a season. There is a reason for the season. You know, and don't let us lose, focus even during the season that we're going through. And season, just like how you have summer, winter, and you have, autumn, all of this, the season would not stay forever. It always changes. So just remember that whatever season you find yourself is temporary. It's not permanent. If it's a season of crying, it's going to get better. You know, there will be joy coming out of all that sorrow. You know, even me personally, there are some seasons in my life that I don't even want to think about because it was just that sad. And God just found a way to replace all that sadness with joy and peace. And you tend to just want to forget. And you actually do forget about those times. But then you reflect back and just thank God. So this season that we're in, I honestly feel like it's going to birth something great. Like 2020 is not canceled yet. that's what I've been telling everyone I meet and everyone that even myself, that look, it's not canceled. We have another 6 months of greatness coming ahead. Another first 6 months has been very shaky. It's been very, uncertain. And it's just been a roller coaster, honestly. But the next 6 months is going to be better. And I really need you to start thinking that way. I need to start receiving that word that the next 6 months is going to be better than the first 6 months of the year. So that being said, I truly hope that, you are having such a great day. I don't know where you're listening. It's in your car, at home, wherever you are. Thank you for joining. Thank you for tuning in to listen to what I have to tell you today. This is just going to be a very short podcast because I actually want to talk about how I've been handling homeschooling. So a lot of us, it was literally thrown on a lot of us, homeschooling, because, March, I remember that day, we got a note from Niecy's school saying that, it was a break that Friday. They're supposed to come back to school on Monday. But then they were not sure, so they just left a little note that we don't really know what's going on, but we'll let you know. And then we just got an email or a text message from the teacher on Monday saying that, the school is off for the next 2 weeks until, they got, apparently one of the students' parents had COVID and they had to close the school down because of that. But, that was what they told us. So 2 weeks became 1 month. Then Governor Cuomo came on TV and said, School has been cancelled for the end of the year. So basically, there is no school. End of the school year. So that was in April that he gave that announcement, and now we're in June, and about to get Nisi's. I think last week is next week, and then summer is here. And when he said, I'm like, I remember my daughter cried because she misses school too, and she's just tired of being home. And in my mind, I'm like, child, you have no idea how much I'm crying inside right now, you know, because a lot of you know that I am, you know, manufacturing my product. So I am constantly working. Even though I work from home, I'm working a lot from home. And I tend to, you know, those little time where they're in school or in daycare, I tend to catch up with everything so that when they come home, we can hang out and do things together. That was just taken away. Now I have the kids with me 24/7. No break, literally. So we had to figure out homeschooling. So, okay, the teacher said, this is what you have to do for the day. So I literally, and niece is quite self-independent when it comes to her studies. So that was awesome. So, but I still have to supervise and make sure she's doing everything, you know, right? And then she would tell me, oh, mommy, these are optionals. I don't have to do it. You know my African self. No, child, you're doing everything. Get to it. And keep going. And I'm so proud of that little girl, because she was just, you could tell that she's really upset with the fact that she's not in an actual traditional school settings, because she's, you know, she misses her friends as well. She misses all the activities and all the little things that they do that gets them to go, you know, during the day. And now she just has to sit on the computer and do all the studying and try to visual everything. You know, everything is very virtual now. Even they were supposed to have like field day. They had to do it virtually, you know. And she was like, this is so boring. I'm like, I understand. But she was just able to be like self, you know, driven. And, you know, I am so proud of her to be able to. And she even got a call from our principal telling her how proud they are of her, like doing all the optionals. She was the only second grader that got the phone call for her doing such an awesome job, you know. So I was quite proud of her. It was like a little proud moment, because you know how you feel like, oh my gosh, am I failing? Am I doing this right? Even though no one really teaches you. I'm not a teacher, so it's not something that I'm doing naturally. It's really an extra work for me to get to. So the fact that I have a child that is self-driven and independent really helped a lot as well. And then, you know, I told my husband that, look, I have those kids 7 days a week. You have to take a day where you're going to have them, where I can have my sanity back. But it's a lot. Honestly, I really want to give every mother's a hug and a tap in the back. Well done, mom, and teachers, because at this time, I really appreciate teachers more as well. But no, kudos to all the mothers out there. Honestly, you are awesome. You are amazing. Like, you are amazing. You're amazing, period, you know, because these times are quite hard, you know, and I'm so grateful to God that I'm able to be home 24/7, because if I was still working, I would have literally, I don't know how I would have done it, because my job did require me to, you know, work actively, not on the computer, but on the phone. So I would have had to, you know, I don't know. I'm just so grateful to God that, you know, I just feel like God is just, you know, when God orders your steps and gets you to make some certain decisions at certain times, is because it's preparing you for the future, or preparing you for the next day. You just never know. That's why it's good to heed God's calling and not ignore those little signs. So this period has been tough, honestly. But I have found, this is where my time management skills came into place, because I had to literally just switch my schedule, my weekly schedule, overnight. Like, if we're gonna make this work, I really have to find a way to manage my time wisely so that I can still be there for my kids and still also be there for my business, so, and be there for my husband and the ministry, like juggle it all together. And God has just literally been my strength. But there's some times where I am literally very frustrated and just upset, like, oh my God, I need a break. Well, what can you get a break to in COVID? Nowhere really. So you have to deal with it. So I've literally found ways to, you know, make sure that, okay, I'm still self-caring, still taking care of me, even during the pandemic. Like, my hair care game, next level. You guys already know that I love to self-care my hair. Hair care is like self-care for me. I'm always straightening my hair. But then one thing I used to love to do was to go get my pedi and my mani done. That was something for me. Like, I could take 3 hours away from the family, just go and get my nails done and just be in my own little mood, you know, my own zone. And that was taken away from me. I totally forgot to do my pedicure. I posted on Instagram that, oh my God, I haven't done my pedicure. I didn't even realize how horrible it is. So I had to teach myself how to do a proper pedicure. I'm like, okay, great. I am literally building up on skills that I never knew I had. You know, I feel like I'm a teacher, I'm a pedicurist, I'm a manicurist, I'm everything. But I honestly cannot wait for the normality to come back. The normality. Everyone is putting max on now, and it's summer, and I'm just hot. I want to take it off. I'm just upset. Like, I have to put a max on, but we have to do it and be safe. So I am a lot prayerful for God to just stop COVID. I am praying so much, even more for the fall, and praying that it doesn't, you know, rise again. So that's just making sure that we're all staying safe and try to enjoy the family as much as possible. You know, this is, God is like, you're going to enjoy each other. You guys work too much. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know how you've been dealing with homeschooling. Let me know. Like, drop a comment or even message me on Instagram at JumiGrow, JumiGrow. Message me. Let me know how you're handling homeschooling. If you have little tips for me that you can add onto what I just said, I'm ready to take that. But right now, I am just enjoying my family, basically, and just enjoying having good health. So, yeah, that's basically it. It's quite short today. Just please stay safe, and don't forget to share this, and don't forget to listen, and don't forget to reach out to me. I actually want to hear from you. I want to know if you're actually, like, you know, listening to the entire podcast. So, yeah, thank you so much for listening. That being said, I am Jumi, and I am glammed naturally because I am glammed with grace. Have a super, super great day. Bye-bye.